Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thank you for tuning in. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to bring you some Hawaii vacation news. Also going to tell you a little bit about a trip over to Maui and discuss the tradition of taking your shoes off when you come to Hawaii. And also, is Hawaii a good place to come if you're a single person? All straight ahead as we get through the podcast for Friday, June 15, 2012. This is our 510th episode. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts, and you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. You can also reach us just by giving us a call at 1-800-843-8771. With that plug out of the way for our company, you can also reach me on Twitter. I'm at Aloha Bruce and would love to hear from you wherever you are in this world. We do love to hear from our listeners, and if you have any questions or you're working on an itinerary, you need some help, I'm certainly here to help you with that. So get involved. We'll be really happy to hear from you. I want to give a couple of shout outs today. We got one shout out that we want to give here to Garth Brown, who listens to us all the way from Scotland. Can you imagine that? He's going to be getting married here in Hawaii Nei, so congratulations to you, Garth, and your beautiful bride. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii Nei. Another shout out to Paul Springer, who I just talked to today and was kind of surprised that he actually got me on the phone. You know, I am very accessible. You know, we run this company. It's my wife and myself. We have 15 agents, but we're always available to talk to clients, and that's what makes us very unique. I mean, in fact, I try to reach out to every customer that books with us by calling them or reaching out to them via email, because I want to be here and try to help any way I can. I think that's why you guys are using us, because we're here, because we're accessible. I mean, how many times do you get a telephone call from a company that you do business with, from the owner of the company that you do business with? So I treat people exactly how I want to be treated. And, I do everything I can within my power to try and make things as excellent as possible for our clients. So big shout out to Paul Springer. He's going to be coming here from Pennsylvania, has a big trip planned. So big mahalos to you for using Hawaii Aloha Travel. Okay, let's get into a little bit of a Hawaii vacation news. Electric green cars are coming to Hawaii, and the tourism industry is getting involved. Outrigger Hotels on Oahu is now offering parking spaces equipped as charging stations for these electric cars. Now, with 10 different locations providing this free service, it makes it easier and, a lot more convenient for folks to look into renting or purchasing these cars. Now, Green Car Hawaii is the leading provider of car share for anyone in Hawaii, and it's recently been awarded a $200,000 grant to infuse electric cars into Hawaii's hospitality industry. Now, Green Car is saying that visitors to Hawaii will get a chance to personally see and feel how an EV operates and take that experience home with them back to the mainland, and Hawaii will have fewer cars operating on fossil fuel on the road. So it's kind of a win-win situation. Now, Hawaii's strategy with these cars is to partner with the hotels and the resorts and car rental companies to reach a cleaner energy efficient goal of 70%. With Green Car Hawaii already actively involved in this and in the movement. Now, Kauai's Grand Hyatt in Poipu on the South Shore took a fleet of cars about a year ago, offering guests day rentals and hourly rates, and we talked about that here on the show, so you can actually rent these cars, and Outrigger is probably going to get into doing that as well. And the price for these rentals range from anywhere from $98 to $115 a day, kind of pricey compared to a regular car, but it is an experience. It's something fun that you can do, and you're also protecting the environment. And if you want to keep it overnight, it's something like $125 to $150. Now, if you're interested in doing this while you're here on Oahu, the Outrigger Hotels has charging stations. That's the Outrigger Reef on the beach, the Outrigger Waikiki on the beach, the Ohana Waikiki East and the West, also the Malia, the Embassy Suites, the Holiday Inn, the Ala Moana Hotel, and the Best Western. These are all of their properties are going to have that. So if you're interested in it, please reach out to them, or you can email me. I can send you the information as well. Some news here from Sheraton Hotels. That's the Starwood chain. They have 10 different properties here in the islands. And they are constantly upgrading these properties, but they've done a bunch of stuff recently. And I just wanted to go over some of the things that they've been doing at their hotels and some new things for you to think about. They're trying to offer their guests like a better experience. They're adding new furniture, they're adding new wine bars, they're adding more kids programs, and here are some of the things that I wanted to share with you. The Sheraton Waikiki now offers new menus at their restaurants, the Rum Fire and the Kai Market, and they talk about this globally influenced social comfort food and fresh, locally grown produce. And they're now on the menu, so you can start enjoying some of these great flavors. The Royal Hawaiian, that's also called the Pink Palace, now has a brand new show. And I got to get there and see this, because I haven't seen it yet. It's called the Honu by the Sea, Honu meaning turtle. And it's a musical extravaganza. I'm assuming they're going to do it right there at the Royal Hawaiian, and they're going to have a dinner option and a cash bar as well. Also at the Royal Hawaiian, there's a new dining program at the Azure restaurant that's going to be put into place by the end of the year, and it's going to be called Azure After Dark, where you can bring up to 6 guests in a private space where the meal is going to be prepared for you right before your eyes. That sounds really exciting. You know, I love Azure. In fact, when people ask me, where is the best seafood restaurant in Waikiki, I always tell them, go to Azure. It's not cheap, but the freshest, some of the best seafood I've ever eaten has actually been at Azure. So I highly recommend that. Over at the Moana Surfrider, they're going to be doing a new piano, a wine bar that they're opening up. It's going to be called Bin 1901. It's going to be right in the main lobby outside that big staircase, that grand staircase of the hotel. And this is going to be a great addition to the hotel. Also, the Princess Kailani is doing some makeovers in their room. And then over on Maui, the Kaanapali Ocean Resort has got a big new kids program they're putting in place. So big kudos to Sheraton and the Starwood folks for, you know, keeping things real, you know, continuing to add programs and improve their properties. Here's a story about how Hawaii is kind of expanding their culinary horizons. What I mean by that is there's been a real farm-to-table movement here in Hawaii in a lot of the restaurants. That means that when you go to a restaurant, they're offering things on their menu that have come fresh from our local farms, farm-to-table. And we have some of the largest cattle and farmlands, you know, here in Hawaii, and we have some amazing harbors where we get fresh fruit, and we've always been really kind of capable of doing this, but there hasn't been quite that much of a demand in until recent years. So there's several hotels doing this. Authentic food is kind of making a comeback here at a lot of the restaurants, and you're starting to see that infused in a lot of the restaurants, and they bring in a lot of the Hawaiian culture into the food preparation. Organic gardens with fruits and vegetables are being grown on the hotel properties. And we were just out in up in Maui over the weekend, and we went to the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua, and actually we did a video on there, and if you check out that video, you're going to see where they have their own garden. They're producing their own fruits, vegetables, condiments. They're even doing composting, and they're really, you know, getting into this whole sustainability movement by trying to make sure that they do as much as they can to protect the aina, and at the same time bring fresh foods and vegetables to the plates of their patrons. So this is happening a lot. So if you're traveling to Hawaii, make sure you check out some of the restaurants that I'm going to be posting on our podcast page. I have a whole list of restaurants there that you can go to that are doing this. At the Sheraton, we just mentioned the Sheraton, the Kai's Market, their restaurant and menu has a lot of farm-to-table stuff. The Grand Hyatt on Kauai has their own on-site garden. Tommy Bahama restaurant and bar over on Maui, as well as doing farm-to-table menus. Lumiria on Maui is a new organic garden which has farm-to-table kitchen right in Maui. Fairmont Kailani is doing it. The Hilton Waikoloa Village on the Big Island is doing it. Several others. I've got a whole list of them. So check out our podcast page at hawaii-aloha.com/podcast and learn about all the farm-to-table restaurants you can experience when you come to Hawaii. Now, I know a lot of you might have heard about the Hawaiian Airlines offering their new route from New York to Honolulu. And there's a new travel. I mean, right now you can get really good deals from the East Coast. I saw fares starting at about $212. And this is the cheapest airfare consumers have seen from JFK to Honolulu in years. I can't even remember when it was that cheap. So all you New Yorkers there and all you folks out on the East Coast, start to book your flight today. Give us a call. We can make it happen. 1-800-843-8771. Also, want to tell you that there's lots of great activities that we're posting on our podcast page. So if you get over there, every week I'm posting stuff that you can do when you come here to the islands, kind of give you a head start on some of the planning. And I'm trying to do it stuff 2-3 weeks out in advance. And even sometimes when it's a big thing, it's out, a couple of months in advance. So please check out the podcast page. I'm talking about the Twilight Concert Series that we have coming up. Also that Hawaii Food and Wine Festival coming up in September, which is going to be incredible. And there's a great Summer at the Zoo program going on every Wednesday. And also the Roxy Waikiki Classic. I got a whole piece that I did on that. So get over to the podcast page. If you're looking for stuff to do in Hawaii, I got you covered. Now let's talk a little bit about something that happened. Again, it happened over the weekend, and I was overhearing some people talking during brunch, and one woman said that she really thought it was disgusting that people in Hawaii remove their shoes when they go to somebody's house. And this is kind of a tradition that happens in Hawaii. It's something that we just do here. And if you are invited to somebody's house, you got to remember that you should take off your shoes. It's kind of offensive if you leave your shoes on. Now, it took me a long time to kind of get used to that. And I kind of was thinking about it and thought I'd kind of mention it here just in case you are here and experience it with locals and where that all comes from. Now, we asked our Facebook friends to kind of give an opinion about this. And many shared their disgust with those people who are offended by our local, quote, rules. Now, if you take a minute to trace back everything your shoes have stepped in a day, I don't think it's going to be a hard stretch to understand why people take them off. I mean, shoes are dirty. You know, they really are. And for Hawaii residents, the frequent, linoleum, tile, and stuff that we put on our floors, if you track that in, it's hard to clean up. So I kind of got to thinking about it, thought I'd share with you a little bit about where this came from. And many say it's from the Asian culture because Japanese brought this long-term custom to Hawaii, to the islands, and along with many other traditions. So I think it does come back to that, the Asian cultures. And during the plantation days, shoes would really become very dirty and muddy, and the Hawaiian people learned from the Japanese to remove them and walk around barefoot indoors. You know, leave the mess outside where it belongs. It's believed that bare feet aid good health and keep a home tranquil and clean. You know, many locals stretch out and relax on their ground and let the keikis, those are kids, play on the floor, which is another reason to keep your house clean by removing your shoes. Plus, slippers are also very commonly worn in Hawaii. Those are like, slippers, thongs, some people call them thongs on the mainland. And you can easily take them off. So, it's like nothing to take them off. You know, of course, if you have shoes on, we have to untie the laces, it's kind of inconvenient, but it's something you really should be doing and remember to do. And it's kind of funny, every time I go to the mainland, I notice how many people actually keep their shoes on when entering, when entering somebody's house. And every time that happens, I can't help but feeling like really uncomfortable because I'm so used to taking my shoes off everywhere I go. So it's just another thing that we do in Hawaii that you might want to remember, especially if you're going to be going to somebody's home while you're visiting the islands. Another topic that we began to explore this week, because I got a call from somebody who wants to come to the islands, but they're a single person. And they were kind of feeling uncomfortable and thinking that this really wasn't a place that you could really have a good time if you were a single person. You can understand somebody being concerned about that because, you know, everything you see about the islands talks about how romantic it is. People talk about the honeymoons and the family vacations. But what if you're single? Can you have a good time here? And I think I can see both sides of this. Yes, you can have a great time here if you're a single person. I've booked many single folks that have come here and they just have a great time. You know, a lot of times we get them on tours where they're going with other people and, you know, people are really friendly here, and there's lots of things that you can do being single here in the islands. We also have a great program for women who want to travel to the islands, and, you know, over the years, I've come to understanding that women travel a little bit differently than men, so we have a whole program for single women who want to come to Hawaii. And what we do is we pair them up with other single women. And it's a great program. It's the Girls to Hawaii program. If you are a single woman, you're interested in something like this, let me know. I'll get you the information and get you put you in the right direction so you can take place in one of those programs. Because it is, you know, a lot more expensive for a single person than it is for somebody traveling with other people. And it's kind of a bummer, you know, when you think about it. All the trips that are out there are always based on double occupancy. So what about a single person? A single person almost has to pay double. And that's true very often for cruises. Like, if you're a single person and you want to go on a cruise, you have to pay for two people, basically. The only break you get is you don't pay as much tax. So single folks get a real bad rap when it comes to vacationing in a lot of ways. So we're here, and, you know, we're here to try and help you with that. And we have that program, especially. We don't have it for single guys, unfortunately. It's just for women. But it's really a great way to do it because you want to team up and pair up with somebody. It also cuts down on your costs, and then you don't feel so lonely, let's face it. So get in touch with me on that. Ask for the Girls to Hawaii program. We don't have it up on our website yet, but we do offer it. So we will be getting it up there shortly, very soon for you. So please check that out. And just give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. Well, geez, we're running out of time here. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to reach out to me. You can just email me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com, or catch me on Twitter @AlohaBruce or on our Facebook page. And if you're confused on how to find all this stuff, just go to hawaii-aloha.com. At the top, there's some navigation. Click on where the blog is, and it'll direct you to everything that we do here, all of this interactive stuff. And but speaking of the blog, I mean, the blog is just fantastic. We have such a great blog. There's so much information. Please go there, comment there, and let us know you're interested and you're enjoying the content that we are creating for you. It really does my heart good when I hear somebody tell me that they've heard the show, they listen to the show, because, you know, it's hard to know if we're having an impact. So please get in touch with me. Let me know you like the show. And if you do, I'll send you out a special gift. That's going to wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, I want to thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week, and we'll say aloha and mahalo.